Phoenix Audio presents.
He had probably been watching her for a while. We aren't sure. But what we do know is that she was not his first victim. In an effort to get all her shopping done in one trip, Kelly had overestimated what she could comfortably carry home. And as she struggled with the heavy bags and climbed the few steps to the apartment building door, she saw that it had been left unlatched again. Her neighbors just don't get it, she thought. And though their lax security annoyed her, this time she was glad to be saved the trouble of getting out the key. She closed the door behind her, and she is certain she locked it, which means he must have already been inside the corridor. Next came the four flights of stairs, which she wanted to do in one trip, and near the top of the third landing, one of the bags gave way, tearing open and dispensing cans of cat food. The can in the lead paused at the second floor landing, and Kelly watched as it literally turned the corner, gained some speed, and began its seemingly mindful hop down the next flight of steps and out of sight. "Got it. I'll bring it up," someone called out. Kelly didn't like that voice. Right from the start, something just sounded wrong to her. But then this friendly-looking young man came bounding up the steps, collecting cans along the way. He said, "Let me give you a hand." "No, no, thanks. I've got it." "You don't look like you've got it," he said. "What floor are you going to?" She paused before answering him. "The fourth, but really I'm okay," she said. He wouldn't hear a word of it, and by this point he had a collection of cans balanced between his chest and one arm. "I'm going to the fourth floor too," he said, "and I'm late. It's not my fault. Broken watch. So let's not just stand here, and give me that." He reached out and tugged on one of the heavier bags she was holding. She repeated, "No, really, thanks, but no, I've got it." Still holding on to the grocery bag, he said, "There's such thing as being too proud, you know." For a moment, Kelly didn't let go of that bag, but then she did. And this seemingly insignificant exchange between the cordial stranger...